There's a lot of angst at the Capitol over what's happening with the state's pension systems. What lawmakers do about it will have ramifications for the Illinois budget, as well as for state employees' and teachers' pocketbooks, not to mention politicians' own political and financial futures. But it won't affect judges' wallets. Their retirement benefits would be left untouched. Republican Representative Dan Brady of Bloomington says that's not fair.
A teacher is just as important as a judge, and that should be across the board. I cannot believe that we aren't going to make some changes to over 2,039 judges across the state of Illinois, over 1,059 who are retirees, and not ask them to ante up anything?
That may well be what happens. But even if lawmakers finally come to an agreement and pass a pension overhaul, there's a chance that in a year or two, lawmakers could be sent back to square one. The state constitution guarantees public pension benefits shall not be impaired, so it's widely expected that any change to the pension plans will wind up in court.
Judges were excluded as a practical decision.
When presenting his pension package to the Illinois House, Speaker Mike Madigan indicated that's why his plan leaves judges' pensions untouched.
The absence of the judicial pension system in the bill will, let's say, relieve them of the burden of dealing with a conflict of interest.
The speaker sounds confident it'll work.
I think that there'll be at least four members of the Illinois Supreme Court that will approve the bill.
Remarks he quickly retreated from when pressed.
Have you been in contact with them?
No, absolutely not. And I don't plan to.
Representative,
be very clear about that. I've had no conversations with any member of the court concerning anything.
After all, it wouldn't be proper for a key lawmaker to try to exert influence over the judiciary. But critics argue Madigan already has. He's not only Speaker of the House, he's also head of the Democratic Party of Illinois. In 2010, the party was the top contributor in Supreme Court Chief Justice Thomas Kilbride's heated campaign to keep his seat. The Democratic Party gave Kilbride nearly $1.5 million.
Clearly, the Speaker would not be involved in such races unless he felt there were consequences from the court.
That's Jim Nolan, a former legislator and a retired University of Illinois political professor.
The court has been perceived throughout history as a political court. The judges are elected on partisan ballots.
It's a common perception, says Dennis Rendleman, but not one that's necessarily borne out by the evidence. Rendleman is a member of the Illinois Judicial Ethics Committee.
Yeah, I don't think I'm totally naive about the politics of Illinois.
Supreme Court justices in Illinois only run for election once. After that, they stay on the bench unless voters take a once-in-a-decade chance to kick them off. Rendleman says that means judges don't carry the same sense of indebtedness to their donors as do legislators who are constantly running for re-election.
That's a whole different, it's not like the General Assembly where, you can say that you owe me on this issue or you owe me on everything. That doesn't reach as far and have as lasting an impact.
And he says it's not as if there's any way to get around the deeper intrinsic conflict of interest issue that would arise if the judicial retirement system were to be included in a pension overhaul, that judges themselves receive state pensions.
There is a doctrine in judicial ethics called the rule of necessity.
The rule, Rendleman says, is invoked when there's no other court that could resolve the issue.
You can't take a question of the Illinois law and send it to Indiana to be resolved just because the Illinois justices may have an interest in that law.
It came into play during a case decided by the Illinois Supreme Court in 2004. In that case, Illinois judges were the plaintiffs, suing the state for trying to strip them of their automatic cost of living pay increases. Justices on the state Supreme Court ruled, in their own favor. They got to keep their pay hikes. They cited another clause in the state constitution, a clause that could be a factor if there were an attempt to reduce judicial pensions. The constitution specifically says a judge's compensation cannot be diminished during his or her term. It's meant to keep the third branch of government independent so lawmakers can't punish judges for unpopular rulings. That's what Governor Pat Quinn seems to be alluding to when he justifies leaving judges out of what he has otherwise demanded be comprehensive pension reform.
There are some constitutional principles that are in the Illinois Constitution that make that more difficult. The judges have a little different status, and there's been a Supreme Court case that's already addressed that matter.
Retirement benefits, after all, could be considered compensation. Bear in mind, there are far fewer judges in Illinois than there are, say, teachers. So Illinois will get far greater savings by cutting teachers' pensions than by cutting judges. Still, critics are quick to point out that Illinois judges are among the highest paid in the nation, and their pension benefits are particularly generous. The association representing Illinois' current and retired judges declined comment, but Judge Ed Petka was willing to offer his perspective. Petka was on the Will County Circuit Court for a few years before he got cancer and suffered heart problems, forcing him to step down. So now he's drawing a pension.
I haven't calculated to the penny, but I believe that it's somewhere around $190,000.
Petka doesn't apologize for it. He says he'd still love to be working as a judge. He didn't do anything nefarious to get his pension. It's the law. Even though he was only on the bench for a relatively short time, Illinois law lets judges combine their years of service with those spent in other government jobs. In Petka's case, he was a state legislator. He was in that job when Governor Rod Blagojevich and the General Assembly voted to, as he puts it, repeatedly raid the state's pension funds.
The numbers that were given were way off base. I said so at the time. And many of us who voted no on the rates turned out to be correct.
Illinois' pension funds are in trouble for a lot of reasons, but that's a big one. Petka's no longer in a position to decide what Illinois should do about the pension mess it's gotten itself into.
Thank God I no longer have to worry about those type of things. No matter what they do, it is going to be a very, very, very difficult sell.
Assell Senate President John Cullerton and House Speaker Mike Madigan, who, by the way, are both attorneys, are trying to make easier for the court to buy into by leaving judges out of it. But there's still one more legal argument to consider. Again, Judge Petka.
From my perspective, and very candidly, and I have not given this an enormous amount of thought, but I would think that having four out of the five pension systems of the state included and one being excluded may lead to a problem that has not been discussed, as I'm aware of, and that's the equal protection of the laws.
In other words, all people similarly situated, whether they're a retired teacher, state worker, university employee, legislator, or if they're a retired judge, are to be treated the same way in the eyes of the law. I'm Amanda Vinicky.